the Saints, and we'd be marching in your home right now, right here at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in for the program. We've been trying to cover home security as best we can. Made a caller cry. Hopefully we made more than a couple homeowners smile.
I think we did. And we have a little follow-up from last week. Mr. Dennis Rodenberg from Thermal Advantage was here with us in the studio and had a held a drawing for $200 cash. And we have a winner, Mr. Mike Fleming. So if you wanted to get a hold of Thermal Advantage for work done, his number is 888-329-0289.
During Romy's segment of the Digital Newsroom, he asked about someone who wrote in and asked about radiant barriers. Folks, if you live in an old masonry home or you live in a home you suspect may be under-insulated, give Dennis a call at Thermal Advantage and have him take a look at what he can do, particularly the Tucson era and the Phoenix era older masonry homes, what he can do to make those homes more comfortable, cleaner, quieter, and more energy efficient is incredible. Thermal Advantage.
888-329-0289.
Dennis was with us all last week. We enjoyed that.
A couple follow-up emails that wrote in about foam insulation. This gal was concerned that it would break her block. Trust me, if foam could break block, the foam Dennis uses is not the expanded, expansive, like an Integra wall system, but that's a high-pressure block made for that system. It expands 32 times its size when it goes in, so it actually fills in little air voids of the block. But Dennis's foam is hydraulically pumped, and it's not pressurized. And she was worried about odor. There's no odor, no scent. And then another guy called in and said, What about spraying it underneath my roof sheathing? Well, that's called cathedral-style insulation. And if you're building a home designed for cathedral-style insulation, it is brilliant because now you're bringing your insulated airspace above your air ducts and you're pushing the air, conditioned air, through less than 100 degrees instead of 175 degrees where the insulation is on the top of the drywall. But that's not a retrofit situation. So if you're building a home and it's designed for it, it is neat.
There are a couple companies that will retrofit that, but boy, you have to be a specialist in it. Banker Insulation is one of those companies that will do that.
But
boy,
I did not know that.
But it is not recommended. You don't want the faint of heart or the inexperience trying to retrofit your home into cathedral insulation, okay? If that's something you're seriously considering, make sure you get a hold of Banker Insulation. I want to talk a little bit about our staycation. I want to thank you all for tuning in at rosieonthehouse.com. You can go and register for the staycation. We recently have a veteran, Ruben, who has taken a Lincoln MKX out of Sanderson, Lincoln. They're going to go up to the Grand Canyon, aren't they?
They are. That's in September to celebrate their 49th anniversary.
See, only at Rosie on the House can you do that. You get on the website, you register, we pick your name. You get to pick where you want to go. We give you a gas card. Sanderson Ford gives you the vehicle. You're gone for 3 or 4 days, that's fine. We get with our friends at Arizona Highways and the State Office of Tourism, and we make sure we work with them to get you as low a discount lodging as possible. Many times it's free, as well as dining cards. This is a vacation within the state of Arizona. You get to pick where you want to go. If you win and you don't know where to go, I can visit with you for about 10 or 15 minutes. I'll put a perfect itinerary together for you. There isn't any place in the state I haven't been and I don't love. So get to Rosie on the House. Listen, here's an idea. If you're the next winner, consider in 3 weeks being in Prescott Valley. The unveiling of the centennial statue, Not So Gentle Tamer, is going to be occurring on the grounds of the Prescott Valley Civic Center, Lakeshore Drive and Lake Valley Road. Romy, I think I'm going to leave you to do the show by yourself that day.
You need to go because of how much you helped raise money for this.
Well, I didn't. The listeners of the show did. They did.
Yeah, but you matched them.
They made a big, big step in raising the funds necessary to cast this 10-foot-tall bronze statue by the artist Bob Bowes Bell. He didn't carve it. I can't remember the lady's name. I'm sorry. I'll never not.
But it
I'll
was
never
a statue
do that
of
to
his
her
mother.
Again. But it was a statue of his grandmother. I think. But we'll be there Saturday, July 27th, 2013, at 10 a.m. on the grounds of the Prescott Valley Civic Center. Now, look, make that a part of your staycation. It's a perfect time to run up to the Quad Cities area. And while you're there, book a room at the Prescott Log Cabin or the Spring Hill Suites right there in downtown. The thing I love about that is you can walk to any one of the great restaurants in town or the Residence Inn out there on the border of Prescott and Prescott Valley. That's one of the most comfortable places we have. Those two Marriott facilities are like our home away from home. Or if you want to go a little bit farther north after the festivities and ends up at Munns Park or Flagstaff, check out Avenue Lodge, a bed and breakfast that doesn't live like a bed and breakfast. You have plenty of privacy. You have all your private bathrooms, and it's a big space built like a motel. It's a beautiful room. Avenue Lodge at the Munns Park. And then, Romy, the other perfect staycation would be?
Are you asking about crawfish?
I'm asking about crawfish.
You want about some crawfish?
The Resurrected Crawfish Festival.
And it is supported by a trapping contest that'll start on Wednesday. It's at the Bison Ranch, Heber Overgaard. And it kicks off, and every day trappers will be assigned to new lakes, and they'll have 24 hours to trap, bring their harvest back to the Bison Ranch where it'll be weighed in. Saturday we start dumping the buckets August 10th at noon, and you just eat all the crawfish you can. We're going to be doing a conservation effort for Arizona, and we're going to pass a good time doing it.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.
Greg Schulte here for Presidential Pools and Spas, Arizona's number one pool builder.